News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the final report on the assisted dying bill will be discussed in the Dáil this evening. Joining us now to discuss this is consultant liaison psychiatrist in Beaumont Hospital, Professor Siobhan McHale, and Kildare GP and assistant professor in public health and primary care at Trinity College Dublin, Dr. Brendan O'Shea. Siobhan, to you first. What are the arguments against assisted dying and what's contained in this bill?
So thank you very much. This is a really important debate and for us as a society as a whole in considering not just the specifics around assisted suicide, but in fact, in terms of how we want to live our lives with dignity and how we want to end our lives with dignity. And there's no doubt that there are many aspects of this that I think both myself and Brendan will be in agreement with. The current status quo is not sufficient. It can't continue. There are people whose deaths are not being supported in the appropriate way, either through palliative care or the psychosocial supports. And we know that depression and loneliness, and we know this through our own national TILDA study as well as international evidence, are the predominant reasons, the fear of being a burden to others, for a wish to die at the end of life. So the importance of treating and intervening appropriately with the services to address these issues and concerns rather than ending people's lives as a solution to the deficits in our care in disability services, psychiatric, intellectual disability services.
Brendan O'Shea, you disagree?
No, I kind of agree with several of the core values that Siobhan is expressing there. Our experience as general practitioners...
Sorry, specifically in relation to the assisted dying bill I'm referring to.
I would be absolutely supportive of assisted dying, not assisted suicide, of assisted dying being introduced for people who are approaching end of life in Ireland who believe that they need it and believe that they would benefit from it. And I would absolutely agree with Siobhan that there are, I mean, I think we do very well in Ireland in key respects around end of life care, but there are certainly instances that happen frequently where people are having a very difficult experience despite optimal medical care. And certainly for these people, legislation to support assisted dying is absolutely timely and indeed necessary.
Timely and necessary, Siobhan?
I think Brendan's points are well made with regard to those people who are receiving optimal medical care and those who are not receiving optimal medical care. And what we do know and the evidence is that there are many areas around this country, and I can particularly speak with regard to psychiatric services, where the supports for people, we know that depression at the end in the context of a terminal illness is associated with an 8 times higher wish to die at the end of life. We know that depression is treatable, and we know that we're not actually providing those services for patients who need this.
So can I ask Siobhan, do you have concerns about this bill, do you?
Absolutely. A very, very strong concern. The College of Psychiatrists have taken a position that assisted suicide is not the answer. Euthanasia is not the answer to the very considerable challenges that there are. And we also know that 9 of the 14 TDs who voted in support of this report being carried through was counterbalanced by the 5 who did not support this report going through.
Brendan, do you understand those concerns? Do you disagree?
I absolutely understand the concerns. This is important and it's ethically complex and it's medically somewhat complex. At the end of the day, however, personally, there are 2 ways that I look at this. I look at this as a GP, and indeed my own college, the Irish College of General Practitioners, have examined this. We've had an internal consultative exercise. All members were invited to participate.
Okay.
And it's evident that doctors are differ in among themselves, but there is absolutely a core of doctors who seriously believe that this is important. Irish doctors supporting medical assistance in dying, and our position and our personal positions are set out on our website, made.ie. So this is not quick or easy. It is important. And the availability of assisted dying for a small proportion of people who are dying, who are likely to need it or who feel they would benefit, is really important.
Okay. I'm going to bring Siobhan back in. Siobhan, what do you say to that point, that it is really important to have that option there?
So I think there are so many important areas that we need to address. How to live with dignity. It is heartbreaking that after this conversation, I'll be going to see two separate teenagers in an acute hospital setting because we don't have the disability services to support them available in the community. So there are so many gaps in what services we're providing for vulnerable people at this time that we need to be progressing with before we consider ending our patients' lives as the solution to these challenges.
Last word to you, Dr. Brendan O'Shea, your response to that?
If this is correctly set up and if individuals are supported in their deliberations and considerations, we will not be ending their lives. They will be taking the decision to avail of assisted dying to end their lives themselves. I'm in Kildare. We're very fortunate in Kildare. We have amazing palliative care services. They're run very smoothly between our local hospice and GP practices and public health nursing. And despite that, there will still be a small number of patients, usually between 5 to 10% of all people who are dying, who will express and who will have a concern and who will wish to avail of assisted dying provided in a professional manner. They require to be heard in all of this.
Brendan O'Shea and Professor Dr. Brendan O'Shea and Professor Siobhan McHale, thank you both for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.